Honey, what happened? Are you okay? I heard a huge crash. What are you doing in the kitchen? Oh, that's so sweet. You wanted to make me breakfast in bed. That's a lovely thought, dear, but that's not really something that a man should be doing now, is it? Oh, I'm sure that you thought you could do it. But obviously it wasn't such a good idea. You've got to let go of these notions. You're just not capable of the same things men used to do. They're just too small and weak these days. Yes, dear, I know. The virus has been hard on everyone. We've all had to make changes and sacrifices. Yes, women too. I know us ladies haven't been affected in quite the same way, but we've had to pick up the slack since all the men got smaller. And we've had to take care of you. Not to mention our own physical changes. In case you didn't notice, I've grown at least 9 inches taller while you got smaller. Well, yes, dear. I know that's not the same as shrinking 3 feet and counting, but I still had to entirely replace my wardrobe in the middle of all this chaos, and I keep hitting my head when I get in the car. I feel so huge and clumsy all the time now, and it doesn't help that I've got these huge tits to lug around everywhere. I've gotten stronger, but they're still heavy. They don't fit my bra either, and I was lucky to get an E-cup before they sold out, and it's obviously too small now. And I also have to deal with the milk when I'm at work and you're not around to drink it. See, women have lots of issues too these days, and we basically have to do it alone since you men are pretty useless these days. Sorry, that was harsh. There's lots of women talking like that on TV these days, but I don't know if... Wait, are you even listening? Or are you just staring at my chest? I swear, the best thing for men out of all of this is that they can stare at our boobs and our face at the same time. I'm guessing you're hungry after all that effort in the kitchen. Looking at all that food you can't even eat anymore. Oh, it was sweet of you to try to do something nice for me. Here, let me take you to the bedroom and feed you. I want to relieve some of the pressure anyways. It really builds up overnight. Wow, every time I lift you, you feel lighter. It's so hard to believe you used to lift me. Everything is so different now. Oh my, look at that. Someone's excited. You like being held, I take it. Or do you just like being closer to my chest? Seeing up close how much I spill out of this bra with all this milk? I'm surprised you have enough blood to fill that big dick. It's so big and you're so small. If this keeps up, your cock's gonna outgrow you. Not that I'm complaining. Even by my newly enlarged standards, this is just magnificent. All right, big boy. I've got some things to take care of. You're hungry. I'm bursting out of my bra with milk. Plus, now you've gone and gotten us both horny. Here, you lie down, and if I get on top, we should be able to. Of course I'll be careful. I know how fragile you are. Can you reach up to my breasts if I bend down? Good boy. Now, I want this gorgeous cock inside of me. Oh, fuck yes. I feel so good. Drink up now. Wow. Look at how big my tits are compared to you. You like that, don't you? Comparing our new bodies. Seeing just how smaller you are compared to me. No, no. Don't talk. Keep drinking. I know because the news told me. This virus doesn't just affect our bodies, it's also causing our brains to adapt. You want to see me get bigger. It was scary, but part of you was excited when I first looked down at you instead of up. And then when I was slowly rising in front of you day by day. Just a few inches at first, but then I was bending down to kiss you. I could rest my chin on your head, but then you shrank below my shoulders. How did it feel, watching me get taller and taller? Knowing every day that you were just a little bit shorter. And you enjoyed it so much when a hug put you right inside my growing cleavage. But deep down, you enjoyed it even more when my tits started to rise up out of your reach. Now I'm right on top of you, and I still have to bend over to feed you. And I'm sure you can't help but notice how big and heavy my tits are compared to you. Even bigger than your head. I heard that to a man, one breast feels like it weighs 70 pounds these days. How does it feel if I bend over just a little more? My big, heavy breast pressing you down. It must make you feel so small. Oh, all done feeding? Good little man. Now I want your cum. I'm surprised you lasted this. You don't want to. Why not? You heard it'll make you smaller? Sweetie, we just went over this. You want to be smaller. Your cock doesn't lie. I could feel you twitching and throbbing inside of me the whole time. All I've been talking about is our ever-increasing size difference, and your huge dick has been rock hard the whole time. And you can't believe everything your boyfriends say. If you hadn't bothered to look, you'd know it's the milk that makes you smaller, not coming. You already drank your fill, and you need it to live, so there's nothing to be done about it. You'll lose a couple millimeters, just like every other day. You still think you don't secretly enjoy shrinking? You keep trying not to come, then. I know you're well aware that we passed another milestone. You're looking up at my crotch now when we stand next to each other. I'll miss you having easy access with your amazing little tongue, but I'm sure we'll find other benefits to your new size. We always do. Just picture it. That means my legs are longer than your entire body. They're so long compared to you. Just look at my hand. I can cover your entire chest with it. But even with these massive hands, look at how my boobs spill out of them. You're so small in comparison. Can you even cover up my nipple? Here, just try. Oh, barely. There's a small victory for you, little man. Something you're still big enough for. But soon, you'll get even smaller. Imagine them growing bigger and bigger. Imagine all of me slowly growing, becoming more and more woman for you to love. Oh, see? You do want it. All of this has gotten you so hard. God, it feels so good inside me, and with you touching and sucking at my gigantic tits at the same time. You fill me up so much with that big dick, and it's the only part of you that's getting bigger instead of smaller. It must look massive to you. Hell, even I think it's huge. It's what, 9 inches or so? And you're about half size. It must look a foot and a half long, dear. Can you even fit those little hands around it? That must be quite a turn-on, even when your own cock shows you how small the rest of you has gotten. Oh, I can just see you, poor thing, struggling with your oversized manhood without a woman to help you. Waking up with morning wood after I've gone to work and trying to use those little hands to jerk off that big dick. What a struggle that must be. Well, I'm here now. I'm big enough to take proper care of you. It's built for women to use. You can't expect a man to be capable of it. Your hands aren't enough. You need a woman. You need me to envelop you with my big hands, my big mouth, my big, wet pussy. You know you want to come. There's no point in holding back. It won't make you smaller, even though I know you wish it would. It'll just help me grow even more for you. Even if you hadn't shrunk, I'd still be taller than you ever were. Probably stronger, too. I've grown so much, especially my breasts, full of the milk that's keeping you alive and making your fantasies come true. It's all thanks to you and your special cum. I need it to feed you and to keep you shrinking. Don't you want to see your goddess happy? Aren't you excited to look up at me, towering over you like a skyscraper? And just picture yourself dwindling away, smaller and smaller. Looking up at my knees, looking up at my ankles. So small that I could pick you up with one hand. I'd scoop you up and keep you in my bra, and you'd be able to come to work with me and spend all day nestled. And boobs the size of houses. And I'd be able to take you somewhere private and have you whenever I wanted. Don't you want to be smaller to please your woman? You need my milk to shrink, and I need your cum to make milk. Ah. There we go. Yes. Good boy. Don't hold back. Just keep pumping that oversized cock inside of me. Give me that wonderful cum and make me bigger and stronger for you. Fuck, I love this feeling. It's like a jolt of energy and power. Oh, you make me feel so good, little man. See? Was that so bad? All that effort holding back. I know it must have just been excruciating. I know you've already eaten. But I still need some breakfast, and someone's got to clean up that mess in the kitchen. And since you're the one who made it, I think you should at least try to help.